This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You can hear his show and dozens of other sports shows and radio stations from around the country at radio.com. He is WEEI Boston's Mike Muttnansky, host of Mutt at Night. Joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mutt, how are you, man?
Boys, good to be back. 3-0 Bills, 3-0 Patriots. What could be better?
Yeah, look, you can only imagine what it's like up here, all right? Everybody pretty excited. Is this just week four, another divisional game? Is that kind of the mentality out your way?
No, we're excited. The Patriots are excited. Their fans are excited to be part of the Buffalo Super Bowl this weekend there in Orchard Park. I think it's a nice early season test for those of us, and there are a few of us, who think the Bills are a pretty frisky team this year. This should be a good test for a Patriots team that the schedule the next couple of weeks looks abysmal. They'll walk through the next couple of weeks. So maybe a challenge this week on the road by what I think is the second-best team in the AFC East, your Buffalo Bills.
Mutt, tell us a little bit about the health of New England coming into this game. What's the latest on Edelman? Who's protecting Brady's blind side and the like?
The Edelman thing's interesting. So one of the local guys here reported last hour or so his travel bag was packed near his locker, which seems to play that he would make the trip and play, which I think is important in this game, obviously given Edelman's history against the Bills, which I'm sure we'll get to. And Newhouse, the left tackle, was back at practice today. So it looks like both those guys will be good to go. Other than that, the health is pretty good on this team. They're running back rotation right now. But Newhouse and Edelman look like, as of Friday afternoon, like they'll play in this game. And I think they'll need those two guys against the Buffalo defense.
Well, it's funny. We've had Marshall Newhouse on our show here. Nice guy. Got caught by the Bills. What is the magic pixie dust here, or should Scarnecchia be in the Hall of Fame? Because Marshall Newhouse at left tackle, from what we saw here, was a liability. How is New England able to take guys like that and just plug them in? And I'm sure everything's going to be okay this Sunday, Mutt.
No, I mean, I think it's a fair question. Scarnecchia gets a lot of the credit. It should be Isaiah Wynn there at left tackle, their first-round pick from Georgia a year ago. He missed all last year, looked great in camp, looked great early, and now is hurt again. So he has had an injury issue now in his first 2 years in the league. And yeah, they're pasting it together. I think what helps, you mentioned Scarnecchia helping. What also helps is the offense, right? They're not, for 1 week with Antonio Brown against the terrible Dolphins team, they ran some deep shots downfield. But most of their deep stuff's off play action. They don't make Brady sit around and wait. Oh, for the last couple of years, he's the fastest quarterback to get the ball out. So you can protect a left tackle or any offensive lineman, I think, if Brady's getting the ball out in, you know, 2.5-3 seconds every single play.
But Rex Burkhead looks like the best running back in the Pats' backfield. Can you convince me otherwise? Is something wrong with Sony Michel?
No, I yelled at Tommy Kern, who works at NBC Sports Boston, last night about this. I think Rex Burkhead is their lead back right now. And he would argue, and I guess some other people that really watch the X's and O's would tell you it's the offensive line. That's why Sony Michel is not playing well. But Sony Michel can't – so one-dimensional, guys, okay? When he's on the field, they're going to run the football. They made this big deal about Michelle's going to be involved in the passing game. We're going to get him involved there. He caught balls in Georgia when he played there with Nick Chubb. It has not happened. And so they can only play him in certain spots. And if an idiot like me watching the game can say, oh, Sony Michel's and they're going to run, then Sean McDermott and Buffalo know that too. So Burkhead's gotten more opportunities, better spots. He's averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Michel's at like 2.4. So I'm completely with you, and I'm not going to be surprised when Burkhead gets a majority of the snaps this weekend, and then the second most snaps going to James White. Those two guys will split sort of that lead role. I think Sony Michel ends up being a short yardage goal line guy until further notice because he's so one-dimensional right now.
He's the host of Mud at Night, Mike McNansky from WEEI in Boston, our guest talking Bills and Patriots on Sunday. It was about a week ago. In fact, it was a week ago, like an hour from now, we learned of the Antonio Brown news. That doesn't feel like 7 days ago. That feels like 7 months ago. Part of me wanted to see because, as you know, Brown certainly didn't want to come to Buffalo, but how were the Patriots able to move on so quickly? And then part two of this question, what did you make? It was on your station. Brady, boy, he's a politician, isn't he? If you had to hop inside his brain, which side did he come down on, keeping Brown or letting him go?
Oh, this is easy. So they moved on because the owner wanted to move on. It got too hot for the owner, and I don't blame him. This guy is an absolute idiot. He could not stay out of group texts with this woman who wasn't even trying to sue him, was not trying to look for money, just talked to SI, told a story about trying to paint at his home, and he comes out half naked and just told that story, and he ends up putting her on blast in a group text with a alleged steroid dealer and his agent, and put pictures of the kid in there. He's just an absolute clown show, and this was going to happen at some point with him, as you guys know, whether it was not wanting to go to Buffalo, almost freezing his feet off in France, the helmet thing, the hot air balloon arrival in Oakland. He's a moron. He's got issues, but they moved on because the owner did. Talked about Brady. Brady and Belichick, it's pretty clear now, a week later, they wanted to try to make it work. They wanted to try to keep Antonio Brown around. And you talked about Brady especially. And the reports were that he and Brown worked exceptionally at camp. And that Brady feels like, you know, he's a little kid who's had his Christmas toy ripped away from him. And he's pouted a little bit this week. He's talked a couple times about, I'm just employee number 12. I just play. I don't make the decisions here, and if I could own the team, Jim Gray, I would make the decisions, ha ha ha. Uh-huh. But he has certainly made a point about not being happy with this decision. So Kraft wanted to do it. I think Brady and Belichick would still have him on the team.
I mean, as much as we could sit here and say that Brady is a politician, I mean, like, that's kind of the Patriot way, though, right? I mean, for Belichick to walk away from the podium after being asked those questions about Antonio Brown, it was at that moment that I'm like, man, this ain't going to last much longer. They just made Belichick look foolish for leaving that press conference early.
You say that last week, that same day, that was Friday morning.
Yeah.
That same day, Brown was at practice. And the people that were there say that they were running specific plays for him. So that the day that he had that walk-off, the Friday of a game week, he's still practicing, guys. So he was going to play. Belichick was still going to play the guy until he was convinced by the owner, look, he's bad news. And a lot of Patriot fans here have been pissed all week, and they wanted to make it work, and this guy wasn't so bad. I had no problem whatsoever. I didn't want the guy here in the first place. He's a clown show, and you know, whether he ends up somewhere else, he's, as you guys saw yesterday with Eric Weddle back and forth, he cannot stay out of the crap. He just can't.
Yeah, you're the Patriots. You can win without him. That's the curious part.
It's what we say about the Patriots as an organization. They can withstand anything. I mean, it's just another piece of evidence that the Patriots as an organization are the organization that every NFL team wishes they could be.
They are the best team I've ever seen in my life in any sport at ignoring the noise. You know, we could spend an hour talking about all the things that have popped up. Spygate, Deflategate, Aaron Hernandez, Tim Tebow, guys. Tim Tebow was the biggest story in sports. He showed up here and didn't say a word. Like he was like the fifth string quarterback and everyone ignored him. They do a great job with that, and you're right. I don't think it affects them this year. And I think they'll be looking for a wide receiver here at some point. They'll be looking to acquire some depth. Because they still need that, but this does not derail their season, the Antonio Brown thing. And it may derail other team seasons, but it won't do with the Patriots, not this year.
Mike McNansky, WEEI in Boston. Mike, I can't wait till, if you're watching the game on CBS, the graphic will go up at some point. Since 2001, most wins by a quarterback at Ralph Wilson / New Era Field, and number one ahead of Drew Bledsoe and Tyrod Taylor will be Tom Brady. But I'm wondering, and now I'm at the point where, boy, when he walks out on the field, is this the last time we'll see Tom Brady here in Orchard Park?
I don't think it's the last time you'll see him if the team he ends up with next year plays the Bills. I think there's a chance that Tom Brady, and I'm in the minority here in Boston, but there's a chance, the way his contract is set up, he cannot be franchise tag guys, and they did not want to pay him the Drew Brees money this year, and I don't think Brady's ready to quit. Even if there's talk about, maybe they'll go 19-0, win a Super Bowl, win number 7, and walk away. There's no evidence that he wants to do that. He wants to play to at least 43, so there's one or two more years left. And if it's not in a Patriots uniform, guys, he's going to play somewhere else. So depending on whether or not that team, so the Tennessee Titans, with his buddy Mike Vrabel coaching down there, is on the Bills schedule next year, you'll probably see him again at some point.
Mutt, we haven't spent any time talking about what might be the actual strength of this Patriots team, and that's the defense that hasn't allowed a touchdown yet through three games. Tell us a little bit about what has made this defense as good as they've been so far this season.
Well, I'll talk about a guy maybe you guys have heard of. Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. He has turned into, I'm not a super advanced metric guy in football, but one of the websites, maybe Pro Football Focus, is listing him as the number one cornerback in the entire league right now, and he's playing like it. He is able to lock up small receivers, big receivers, possession guys, deep threats. He takes away a side of the field, and I was one of the people that was upset when they let Malcolm Butler walk, but Belichick absolutely nailed this, and he's able to take away one side of the field. They have a lot of rotational depth up front. This guy, Chase Winovich, they got at the draft from Michigan. They play him on the end on third down, and he's able to get by just about anybody. They're just so deep. It's not just the talent of Gilmore and the high-end stuff, but they got 13, 14 guys they can rotate on defense, and Belichick took a bigger, you can tell, he's taken a bigger role in the defense this year, and it's aggressive, it's smart, it's veteran, and it's the best part of this Patriot team so far.
How have the Patriots fared against mobile quarterbacks? I'm trying to come up with reasons why Buffalo might win this game, and certainly Josh Allen's ability to get outside the pocket, or is that you want to keep Josh Allen in the pocket, correct here, Mutt?
I would want to. I mean, I am really high. I think we talked last year when he was started that second game against them. I like him. I think Josh Allen has the potential to be better than Sam Darnold, the second best quarterback in the AFC East, because of just the raw physical talent. Clearly coming out of Wyoming, he was not a polished product. But even this year, going over some of the numbers last night, completion percentage up, poor throw percentage down, interception percentage down. The two picks he threw was an opening week, both on deflection. So he has all the physical talent, and if he gets a coaching staff and Brian Daboll and company are able to coach him up a little bit, I think he can be very dangerous. And Belichick is very aware of that. And I think they know they can't stop him from running. He's going to run. They get 40 yards against them last year. He averaged 4 yards a carry in that second game. It's just limiting the big play where the big ox tucks the ball and runs. And I love watching this guy play, but I assume you're right. Belichick will do everything he can to just stop the big plays. Allen with his feet, and then John Brown downfield. I assume it's they used to have a saying. Troy Brown would tell us on our show, it was GTFB, get the bleep back, and that's I think what's going to be the theme this week. No deep balls to Brown. Do not let Allen beat us with a big run, and let them try to dink and dunk underneath and hit Cole Beasley, hit Isaiah McKenzie. Let Allen prove he's accurate. It's got to be the game plan, right?
Yeah, Mutt. I mean, we were trying to think earlier in the week, if Belichick, who's famous for, maybe you've heard that Belichick likes to take away that one, the best offensive weapon and neutralize that offensive weapon. Who is that weapon for the Buffalo Bills? Is it John Brown deep, or could it be that the best offensive weapon for the Buffalo Bills is number 17?
I still think it's Brown, because they're able to make so many plays downfield with him this year, and you guys have seen it. And these pass interference calls are pretty iffy these days. I mean, watching that game last night. And so forget completing a pass. If you're able to get one-on-one and a guy gets dragged down, it's a 40-yard play. And those are when you're an underdog at home and you got to play, you need a couple things to go your way, I think that's the scariest thing. And I think it's much more likely that Allen and Brown connect, and that's the reason they win, versus Beasley and the underneath stuff and the dink and dunk and, hey, go be 65% today, Josh, and try to pick apart the Patriots defense. So for me, if they give a big place to John Brown, that'll be frustrating as a Patriots fan.
To the Patriots' credit, they always peak at the right time in November and December when they're almost unbeatable, certainly at home. But conversely, it seems like they always have that stinker or two. Last year it came down in Jacksonville. So, yep. I mean, what are the prospects that the Patriots have one of those games here, and why is it that they every so often is it? I suppose the answer would be it's football, I suppose.
Well, last year was weird. Brady had a really poor set of weapons before Josh Gordon got there. Edelman missed some time, and it was just him and Gronk and the running backs. It was it was a weird offensive year, and their defense wasn't as good. This year, the scenario that I would set up for tomorrow, if you're a Bills fan, what Edelman playing or not is huge, because that's the guy that's killed them. White on the outside is, I think, going to take away Josh Gordon. I mean, the Bills' defense clearly is really, really good. I think White erases Gordon, but the guy that has killed him, looking back at his game log, is Edelman. I mean, he missed some games last year, but years ago, just over the middle, big receptions, big chunk yardage. It seems like Buffalo was okay giving up those plays over the middle. And I would say that the scenario where the stinker happens is the Patriots' defense does give up those big plays and allows Allen and Brown and maybe somebody else to hit a few plays, maybe a special teams play, and then they can never get Edelman going offensively for the Patriots. I don't know if the Bills will finally change up their defense against the Pats, but they seem to give that to Brady over and over again. But if Edelman weren't to play or be injured early in this game and Allen makes the plays, this team, to me, it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter, and you know the Bills crowd will be into it.
So play it out for us, Mutt. What's your prediction for Sunday?
I keep coming back to it. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, close game, that in the fourth quarter, I can't pick Allen over Brady.
Right.
Like, that's what I keep coming back to, that they stay in this thing, the Bills' defense is really good, and in the fourth quarter, Allen just makes that one bonehead mistake. They're down 7 or down 10 early fourth, and he throws that pick 6 or he gets strip-sack fumble trying to make a play. Pats get it, make it a 2-score game, and that's it. But I do think Buffalo is a playoff team this year in the AFC, and I think they'll keep this game competitive. I hope they do. I hope that we're not talking about, you know, the Buffalo fans more than the game on Sunday. I suspect the Bills will make this thing competitive. I hope they do.
Yeah, it always comes back to us. We like making it about us here. And it's one of the rare spotlight games here. We're on national television. What is this?
It's good to see. It's good when there's another competitive team in the AFC East. Obviously, it's not the Dolphins this year. And the Jets with, you know, Luke Falk. I mean, give me a break. They're garbage. So the Bills being competitive is fun for the Patriots. And even Belichick's alluded to it this week, going to Buffalo, and Brady's talked about it. Just, it's become one of the crazier atmospheres in the NFL. I'm expecting your Bills fans to show up and be loud beginning at, what, like 6 a.m.?
Oh, please.
At some point Sunday?
It's already there.
They've been thinking about it all week. I mean, I've been saying it all week. I mean, you know, this is a game that a lot of the country is going to see. I don't know too many people outside of New England that want to see New England continue to win. If the Buffalo Bills figure out a way to win on Sunday and blow up the Death Star, that they, with all due respect to Dallas Cowboys fans, they become America's team.
They become America's team. McDermott becomes America's coach. America's quarterback. I can't wait.
Yeah. No, see, Mutt, I think I told you this last year. I recognize I have Stockholm syndrome. The Belichick is the best all-time coach. Tom Brady's excellent. I think when Tom Brady steps on the field, Bills fans, like how Jeter at Fenway Park, you stand up and you applaud. Like, yeah. Thank you for all. You are the best Tom Brady.
You are daddy.
Yeah.
Leave. No, there is not. You know, they'll be standing up to throw things in the field. They're not going to cheer Tom Brady.
There will be a shower of dildos at some point on Sunday. I can guarantee that. Mutt, it's great hearing your voice. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Radio.com Sports, WEEI Boston, our sister station, the host of Mutt at Night. Mike Mutnansky, our guest here. Mike, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Anytime, guys. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
You got it. Great talking to Mutt. Doesn't give the Bills much of a chance. No. And, you know, a little bit of that Patriot arrogance, too. Maybe you've heard of this guy that is Pro Football Focus rated number one corner in the league. You've heard of Stephon Gilmore? It hurts.
Well,
it stings.
It's a compliment, right? The Bills are the second best team in the AFC East. Like, really? How about by like a mile? They're the second best team. Yeah.
So good. If you came in later, if you missed Mike Mutnansky, the host of Mutt at Night on EEI, we will get that for you on demand shortly in the radio.com app. Just search out the sports bar. Don't forget to favorite ESPN Rochester as well, and you'll get breaking stories and scores sent right to your phone. Let's get to I'll Drink to That next, Gino.
Yeah, the Bills themselves, the front office, they're pulling out all the stops for this game, okay? So it's the 100th anniversary. Everybody knows this of the NFL. The Bills are bringing back every alum you can think of for the pregame. Jim Kelly, yeah. Thurman Thomas, yeah. They couldn't.
They will.
They can't.
They should.
They won't.
They have to.
No. No.
No. Well, let's just leave it at that.
No,
and let's come back and have a discussion during I'll drink to that. Takes on tap next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7. FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.